Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun! And see you later.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Eric Wagner, Scott Campbell, Simone Delaney, Emily L, Kyle Berry, Bridge, Mike Geary, Jordan Carter, Angela Stefanski, and Vliesauers. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Hello and welcome to episode 90 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newland, with me for another exciting adventure. I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Grisop Trick Act Amsterdam.
Hamitala Harunal Taham.
Sasha Racket.
And Azu.
And I've decided I'm going to punish all of you. Because you did it again, didn't you?
What? Did what?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
I did my job. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just going to
say.
Kill
the monster. Yeah. Awful.
It's not right, and there will be consequences.
I saw a figment of a thing from my past and I stabbed it, because that's how Sasha feels about her past. It's there, it's materialised, and it's a literal materialised shadow of her past. She's going to stab it before it says anything.
I feel like in many ways you spent the last several episodes punishing my character with emotional difficulties in various stripes, and in many ways this was the cathartic release at the end of that.
Stab it!
That's what I said.
Stab your feelings, yes. Yeah. So, to oversimplify, you're all in Cairo, kind of researching the simulacrum. Let's leave it at that. There was...
Oh, yeah, that thing.
There were a few...
Is that still a thing?
I don't know. Find out. In fact, don't find out. Just wait and then see what happens. There was the funeral that went okay, There was a sinister hooded figure that was at the funeral. Mm. Your brother's been acting weird, presumably because of the whole Barrett thing.
I'm supposed to give him a ring. Probably not going to give him
probably
a ring.
Probably not going to do that, are you?
No.
Do not.
And the last thing that happened is a sinister hooded figure was looking at your brother's room. And then you all absolutely totaled it without it so much as doing a single thing.
Oh, didn't we see it? Well done.
Didn't we see its weird tentacly face as well?
You didn't de-hood it. You basically saw that it definitely wasn't humanoid, or if it was, it was a very bad approximation.
Squid in a wizard's robe. reminiscent of a game that we're all aware of.
I think I guessed it was an illithid or something like that.
It was definitely a squizzard.
So, we will pick up...
Cannon!
We will pick up where you left off, okay? So, to remind you all, the Squizzard was stood in the party, like the party grounds, and it was looking up at Hamid's brother's room, and it was by some crates and so on, and Azu successfully made it through the party without trashing the entire party, so
not
kudos.
All of it, yeah. just a large portion.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten that we would have drawn a lot of attention.
And you have just charged through and annihilated, presumably, a guest at the wake. Mm. So we're going to pick up where we left off, which is...
I was in my brother's room leaning out the window, as
pew,
I recall.
Pew, pew, I believe. Yeah. So we're going to pick up where we left off, which is... There is now a body upon the ground, mm-hmm. with extra pon, and its cloak and so on is spread out. You can't see much of it yet. And everyone is currently in that moment of stillness before everyone freaks the heck out.
Sasha's still stabbing. Stabbing. No! Job well done. I would like to just pull the cloak off it and see what was underneath.
Okay. So you do
it's
so.
It's actually quite difficult to do because Sasha's still frantically stabbing. I just tug the cloak away.
Emotional support.
And she may
point.
Burst into tears at this point. Sasha, it's okay. It's dead. It's gone.
At which point you pull the cloak off with no preemptive.
It's never gone.
The thing beneath. What knowledges do people have? Let's see what we've got. Arcana, local.
Religion.
Religion.
Nature, religion, and geography. But I don't think geography is going to help.
And
it's very
this
noble.
This is from
squizzard.
An Oxbow lake.
Can I get four?
It's made of igneous rock.
Can I get a nature check from Grizzop? And can I get a what were the ones that
I've got?
Azu
nobility
has?
And religion.
Can I get a religion check from Azu? It's a stretch, but maybe.
Okay, that's 14, and I've got a 6 in this box.
Okay.
I started well. I got a natural one.
You tried to use my dice, didn't you, Ben?
Okay, they're lumps of plastic.
I mean, can you tell it's a one, though? I mean, you can't really read that die.
Well, apparently I have better sight than Alex, because I can read this.
Would you like the good news or the bad news?
Bad news, then good news.
Okay. The bad news is none of you have any idea what the thing beneath that cloak is. And by any idea, I mean... No idea.
It's not local, then.
It's not local. Local knowledge does not apply, I'm afraid. Sorry. If you can, I'll make you a deal.
This is a local fight for local creatures.
If you can ever make it to where this thing came from, I'll let your knowledge local. Until then, we'll take it as read that knowledge local does not apply. The good news is that it's definitely dead, extremely dead, and it's not sort of like... exploding into flame or teleporting away or pulling all of the other nonsense that enemies tend to do.
So what does it look like?
And there we go. So, in terms of shape, it is broadly humanoid.
Calamari.
It is broadly humanoid insofar as it has...
Calamagi. Oh! What happens when you cook a squizzard?
Okay, I'm back on board. Okay, I quite like that one. Despite myself, despite my rage building, I quite like that one. So, it is loosely humanoid. It has extremely elongated hands and extremely elongated feet, and they are distinctly tentacular in nature. It has a very long and thin body. It doesn't.
Are they more like pseudopods or tentacles? Do you know the difference? Because I only know the difference I once saw a sketched meme on Twitter.
You know what? Elaborate. Indulge
well,
me.
Well, it's hard to describe without pictures, which I'm terrible at drawing. But
tentacles are actually narrow and long, and then they have the suckers on the end. And the other ones have suckers the whole way. So an octopus doesn't actually have tentacles.
Pseudopods.
Okay, so it's got long pseudopods instead of fingers.
Oh, there we go.
Suckers all over the thing.
And it has basically hands for feet, similar to an ape insofar as like it's two sets of pentadactyle limbs. And those also have pseudopod fingers. Pseudopod would love this. I should tell them. And in terms of a face...
That you've made a really powerful, ugly enemy named after them.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll love that.
That's human flattery. That's how that works.
Networking!
And for a face, it has quite a lot of pseudopods. Specifically, around the sort of facial region, it has a huge number of them around the mouth area. Yeah. It has a slightly bulbous, membranous head that extends higher than it would on, say, a human. In terms of
what's
height,
the name of the squiddy character in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, Squidward.
Yeah, sounds like Squidward to
in
me.
In terms of height, it's a little Squidward bit taller than a human.
Who's now Calamadri.
It's taller and thinner than you would expect a human to be. Its head is slightly translucent, and you can see what's left of the brain squelching its last through the multiple stab wounds that are in there.
Yeah.
Its eyes are extremely enlarged, but kind of got a weird milky quality already to them. And it, Squizzard is as good as any, good as anything, I guess. You're stood upon Squizzard.
Sasha isn't stood anywhere. She, as it fell down, was down and was just... She's on the ground stabbing it and has now collapsed in tears.
It's really satisfying to stab insofar as it's super squishy. Yeah. Super squishy. Yeah. No armour to speak of, nothing like that. Just squelch, squelch, squelch.
So I'm going to hover over Sasha, kind of like bend down like I was going to pick her up, realise how small I am, and go,
Azu, could you give me a hand here?
Yes.
Azu gives two hands.
To pick Sasha up.
Yes. You wouldn't. Don't do that. She'll acrobat away. She'll kick you in the face and acrobat away.
The crowd are beginning to cry out in shock.
Maybe
a little bit of terror.
Turn around in the room I'm in and turn to my brother and say, Sala, you need to tell me what's been going on with you right now because that thing was here for you.
Give me a perception check. Give me a diplomacy check, I apologise.
17?
17.
Because I rolled a 3.
Well, it's really complicated, and I don't... He looks like he's been hitting the bottle again.
Yes.
It's all a bit messed up, Ahmed. It's all a bit wrong. I don't know what to do.
Yes, well, I imagine so. Tell me, does the name Barrett Racket mean anything to you, Sala?
Give me a sense motive.
Oh. 14.
He's taking enormous penalties. With a natural one, he's taking all of the penalties.
He basically says, this is the bullet pointed list.
Allow me to explain the depths of my character.
These are my motives. My motives are laid out here. There's a Gantt chart.
Step the first. Yeah. Subsection B. It's my kind of explanation. No. So Salah's there and he just sort of goes pale. Properly, like, it drains from his face. And his hands start shaking. You know, you hear things, don't you?
Sala, cut it out. I am wearing a ring given to me by that man. It's cursed.
Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. You've got to give it to me. You've got to give it to me right now.
You stay back.
He's kind of standing poorly.
Yeah, he can't beat my AC.
Even like sober, I don't think he can. You've out-leveled your brother. Congratulations. You've got to give it to me. You've got to give it to me right now, okay?
Tell me what is going on.
I don't know everything, okay? Before I dive into that, I'm going to jump back to the rest of the group because I need to know what you're doing because this conversation will probably last longer than the 5 seconds it takes for everyone at the party to completely lose their minds over how weird this is.
Okay. Should we calm the crowd?
Yeah, maybe you should deal with Sasha and I'll see if I can deal with the crowd.
They're there.
I thought you were supposed to be Aphrodite! With your bedside manner!
I've never seen something like this. Oh, no! Meanwhile... Stabbing.
No!
I'm going to... Can I roll to attempt to comfort Sasha, at least make her stop?
Diplomacy?
Here's what you can do. Because, like, here's a rule that you won't have run into before. We tend to steer clear of, like, using D20s against one another, whether for good or for bad. However, what I tend to do in this kind of situation is I'll say, you can roll the diplomacy check, and that determines how well a job you are doing, but I'm not going to tell Lydia. Your character is now comforted, because that kind of... It can feel a bit weird when people are telling you what your character is feeling. But I can say how good a job you do.
I have a tick in diplomacy.
That's a good tick.
But no numbers. Ooh. I rolled a one.
This could be pivotal.
So, could you please comfort Sasha the worst you possibly could, whilst not actively trying to make her terrible?
Natural. This is why
these roles happen.
Like, it wasn't all your fault, kind of.
Yeah, like just make it terrible.
I'm sure this thing wasn't following you specifically. It would just be bad luck, I suppose. Perhaps if we were to, perhaps you should confront your fear.
Stab.
Look, it is dead.
Really?
Look at its terrible face.
So you say that it's dead?
Stop.
You say that? You say that, but like the lines of what's dead and what isn't haven't really been that clear for me for a while. And yeah, it's great. It's great.
Stop.
It's dead. I should stop stabbing.
Oh, good.
Just twitching now. Like, okay. Yeah, I thought I'd escaped. I thought I'd beaten him. I thought all I needed to do, I left the country. I left everything. I got teleported here. We went to a pocket dimension. We went everywhere, and yet here we are. No, you know what? No. None of this has helped.
Keep that natural one going.
None of this has helped.
It will be okay.
I joined this. They said we'll be traveling. They said we'll be going far away. I thought this would take me away, but yeah, he's still here.
Do you start nervous laughing?
He's still here.
Oh.
I'm sure it's not all that bad.
You have no idea.
I really don't. I don't know what this thing is. But I'm sure there is a way out.
But you know what there is? There is, isn't there? There is a way out. I'm sure.
There you go.
I'm
on the bright side.
The bright side is that I have maybe a month to live, and
we're
no
going
matter,
to solve that.
No matter how far I travel, he's always there. He's always there. It's always part of his plan. Everything I've done has probably been part of his plan, right? All the fighting, all the winning has actually been part of his plan. I'm just going to stop. If I stop, he can't control me anymore.
During this time, I'm trying to calm the crowd, so I've got my back to you, like...
Just stop.
Like, lots of quiet, it's fine.
So, I'm going to take a diplomacy trek to try and...
Yeah, could you try and do... so that people don't completely freak.
Ah, good, that's a 26.
That's a 26. You successfully, immediately... see the guards who are running over trying to catch hold of the situation, and they know that you know what you're talking about. Hamid's already briefed the guard that this, like, you're good at what you do and they should listen to you.
No need to panic. There was an assassin against Salah Altahan. We've dealt with that. As you can see, it's obviously some kind of weird otherworldly creature sent by, you know, parties unknown.
Like a squid wizard, isn't it? Yeah, like a... like
yes,
a wizard.
A squizzy. Well, now it's called a magi. Aren't I funny?
Just have to be nice to Alex for the rest of the day so that he doesn't edit my jokes out.
From behind you, just hear, good one.
What? They take everything from me. Yeah.
The guards are immediately begin discussing with you the logistics. Can they move the body? Where should they move it? Etc.
So that's what's happening as you.
That's what's happening as you're going. It'll be fine. Maybe you should try harder. That kind of thing. Meanwhile, I'm going to cut to Hamid's own living nightmare involving his family. Sorry. Look. If I just take the ring and then do what he says, then basically it'll all be okay again.
No, I'm not letting you do that. You tell me what's happened.
Just give it me, all right? If you give it me, it'll all be fine.
I step up to him and just shove him back onto his bed.
Ooh.
I'm not very good at that, but I'm figuring, you know, I'm still a level 5 adventurer.
Rather than an attack
not.
Roll, I'm going to give him a reflex save, which he can fail spectacularly. He immediately falls back. And he's like, you can't... What is wrong with you? I'm just trying to make everything all right. Just stop it.
You're in no state to do so. Look.
I am your big brother. You will do what I tell you. And I'm telling you to give me that ring so I can
I am not
talk.
A little kid anymore, Salah. I have dealt with much bigger problems with this, and I will deal with this one too, since you are clearly incapable. Now tell me what is going on. What have you done?
He said that if I took the ring, then no one would have to find out. I didn't mean anyone to die, Hamid. Like I know I'm not...
Hamid's lip starts quivering.
Is he gonna vomit?
So, basically... Like, you know, it's been... trouble with me and money before, and I sorted myself out, you know, it's all good. But, well, it started getting bad again, and then one thing sort of led to another, and I kind of robbed the bank, Hamid. I kind of robbed the bank, and then someone caught me at it, and I didn't want anyone to know.
Who caught you, Salah?
I don't even know her name. I didn't mean to, and then I was shocked, and then I just sort of panicked, and then she was on the floor, and I was outside, and the rest of Barrett's lot were there, and we just legged it, and my the debt was paid off, but then, well, you know.
I pull him up to his feet again and just hug him. He's about an inch taller than me.
He's weeping.
Yeah.
And I won't dive into it because it'll just run on and on. It's just like, I didn't mean anything. I really, really didn't. It was an accident. I don't know how it happened. And he's just on and on and on, and he's just gushing. Most of it's nonsensical.
I'm just going to try and calm him down. Once he's in a state to listen to me again, I'm going to say some stuff too, but
sure,
that might be a while.
I'm going to cut back to the rest of the group. What is the plan with the body, basically? I need to know that, and then we can go from there.
Usually this kind of thing. Burn it.
Right, yeah, okay.
Just burn it.
Yep, no worries. Right, give me a second.
It won't help.
The guards run off.
No, we will burn it. It will
come
disappear.
Back with, like, a blanket. Can we move it, or do we just do it here?
No, move it!
Oh, right, yeah.
You don't want to, like, search it first for
They immediately,
for messages,
like, wrap it
or...
in a blanket and start lifting it and pulling it away.
Well, I made the assumption that it was basically naked under the cloak.
It was.
Yeah.
So.
Also, Azu...
Are there any pockets in the cloak?
Lived on a mountain and doesn't really, like, see things.
Like, the guards pull them off to one side and, like, would you like us to do it? Would you... Does it...
Just get rid of it.
Right.
Put it in a fire.
No, right, yeah. They start, yeah, trying to light it on fire.
All right. Don't worry, everyone. It's all fine. Get back to what you were doing.
Sasha's walked off.
Okay. Wait, Azu, where's Sasha gone?
If Sasha's walked off, Azu is, like, hustling after her, like, wait.
I'll turn around.
Do you want a stealth check to see
stealth
her?
Stealth check!
This is the only time this kind of situation where it's like, yeah, if she's really good at stealthing, you won't.
11 plus 13 plus 5? What's that 5 for?
Cloak of Elvenkind.
Oh, right, yeah, which I am wearing. So,
yeah, give me a phenomenally high perception check, otherwise she's just gone. She's just long gone.
Like a fart on the wind.
Oh, no, not a good...
Yeah, she's gone. So let's pick up exactly where we left off.
Okay. Where's Sasha gone?
What? Oh.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
What?
You realise you've been there-varing, like, like a cabbage that was put there for a while now. She just slipped away, put that there, and you did not notice. You are so bad at this. You are so bad at this.
Wait, no.
It's a pillow with a smiley face.
Immediately try and look for her.
Give me a perception check that's phenomenally high.
It's a mere 22.
A mere 20. So
not,
it
not
didn't.
Good enough.
It didn't start breaking 40. No, you no.
Literally, only roll 29. You'd need to roll 30 to beat her.
We've got to find her. Like, we'll spread out. See, she's not going to be doing well, right?
No, she did. She did not seem to respond to my attempts to.
I think she really did.
This is why I'm just bad at this.
All right, well, look. We'll spread out. Hammett's got to deal with that, but we've killed the whatever it is, and it's being burned, so we'll
I'm going to start one of...
Sasha! Sasha!
Where is Sasha?
I'm wandering aimlessly. Probably into the city.
Okay.
Out of the complex.
Mm-hmm. In which case?
Kicking sand dunes. Sad music is playing.
What large feet do you have?
little sand dunes.
And I think we'll take...
All the little sand that's built up over the weeks.
We'll take
the
a break whilst we discuss the nuances of dune size.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
And welcome back. So, with that in mind, I am going to pick up with Hamid, if that's okay with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Salah sort of calmed down and is sort of sat on the bed.
Salah, I need to tell you something as well. I've made mistakes too. And I've done things I regret. And
it's not your fault you dropped out, Hammond.
Salah, I didn't drop out. I got kicked out because there was an accident and someone died.
Ooh, he starts crying again.
I've been where you are, Salah, and it's horrible, and I can't tell you that it gets easier, and I can't tell you that you can move past it, but you have to face it. You can't run from it. You have to be honest, and you have to work at it, and you have to find ways to be better. And if you're still...
He said that if I took the ring and did what he said, he'd arrange a resurrection.
Can't trust someone like this, Salah. You should tell...
Well, who else am I going to go to?
You should tell Mum and Dad.
Clerics don't do them anymore.
You should tell Mum and Dad. It's not about... You can't just fix everything. Even if you resurrect this person, it doesn't change what you did. You have to understand the consequences of your actions, and you have to change who you are, and that's not going to happen if you keep running around with the people who put you in this mess.
I've just been trying to clean it up. That's the only reason I was there. I'm just trying to clean it up, Hamid.
You can't clean something up in the darkness. You have to bring it into the light. You have to face it. You have tell someone. You have to...
I told you.
Let people help you.
He's getting a distinctly sort of almost petulant vibe now that the back of the sort of story has broken, as it were. He's kind of reverting a little bit.
And I'm going to help you, Salah, but I'm not going to help you by making your situation worse.
So what do I do then? This isn't a debt. I can't pay and make this go away. I can't get Dad to pay it.
Not everything can be solved with money. Some things you solve by working at them.
How?
I don't know what the right thing for you to do is.
Well, look, if you don't give me that ring, you made it very clear that things are going to get a lot worse very quickly.
I am not scared of him or what he... And I'm half looking at the ring as I say this. Or what he can do to you or do to me. If he comes for us, we will fight it. You have to find a way to make up for what you did. And that means balancing your actions. That means doing good.
Just tell me what to
make up. Who was this person who died?
I don't know. A guard.
You need to find out if the guard had a family. You need to make sure they're taken care of. You need to work at being better. You can't sink into alcoholism. You can't stick around with this group of people who are bringing you down to this level. I've been there. I've wallowed when I had to face it. I wallowed too, but it got better when I found a group of people who helped me be better, who helped me do good things.
Sure. I'm going to cut to Grizzop and Azu first. What are you guys doing? So Sasha's long gone, and her stealth check will have seen her out of the complex, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So I am going to, so split up from Azu.
Okay.
Go around shouting Sasha, looking in, like, under bushes, you know, thing.
Okay.
On roofs.
So if you're outside, then I'm probably inside, looking in corners.
Clank, clank, clank.
So I was going to... Yeah, once I find she's not inside, I'm going to try and find... not outside, I'm going to try and find Azu.
I'm going to skip ahead to... You both reconvene. Sasha's clearly not there. Hamid's busy, presumably.
Just having a thing.
Have you found her?
No, she wasn't in any of the cupboards.
So... Did you check under the beds?
Yes.
Did you check on the roof?
I thought you were doing the roofs.
Oh, it's outside.
Oh.
I'll check the roofs.
You reconvene.
All right, check the roofs. There's nothing there. But she must have left, right?
She must be in the city.
But we need to go find her. I don't... In a frame of mind she's in, with the knives she's got, given her profession...
Havoc.
Yes.
Cut to Sasha.
There's nothing interesting happening with
it. So what is Sasha doing, just that I know?
She's wandering through the city vaguely with the idea that if she just wastes enough time, she's going to become a weird evil monster anyway. So it's the kind of, her head is like, do I throw myself off a building so I don't become an undead bitch? Or is that what was always intended anyway? Is that, you try and be good. And it turns out it's in you the whole way through. And there's nothing you can do. You just, you try. I thought we did good. But then, I suppose, the computers weren't great. She's never really considered the morality of what they did with Mr. Ceiling before.
Welcome to Zolf's world.
Yeah. I don't know what
it's dark
could...
and bleak and only gets worse. And then you retire.
Don't really. But, whatever I do just seems to... I suppose it's in the blood, right? It's just in the blood. And he'll always find you.
And I am then going to jump back to Hamid. So what's the plan? You're the man with the plan?
You've got to tell Mum and Dad. You've got to let them help you as well.
He stands up, staggers over to the door.
I am going to deal with Barrett. The best thing is for you to have no more contact with him or any of his people.
Hesitates at the door. Yeah, good luck with that. Opens the door.
I'm going to follow him.
He seems to be heading down towards the rest of the party.
Support him while he does it.
He heads down the stairs and he finds your mum and dad are having a sort of quiet conversation in the hall involving a couple of guards. The clear words, assassin, and the goblin took care of it, had clearly heard.
Hey!
Sorry.
Problem being a sneaky character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about me? I'm not sneaky.
Yeah, they definitely noticed you.
Apparently the goblin sorted it is all that you managed to make out before Salah's there, and he's like,
damn.
This was little species stick together. definitely the goblin.
I've got to talk to you.
Most important.
I've got to talk to you, Dad. Just turns, sees Salah, sees you and says, please stop him from embarrassing himself right now. turns back to the guards discussing security issues of some kind.
You need to hear this, Father. This needs to be dealt with soon.
Everything always does. What is it, Salah?
Not here, private. Shall we step into the study?
Again, your father sort of dismissive. Fine. Gestures towards a side door. It's not even the study. It's just a... seems to be some kind of side corridor of some kind. From your... you'd know, wouldn't you? It's your own house.
Yeah.
It's servant passage. It's the one that the servants that came and looked after Azu and Grizzop and Sasha came out of. So it's just down into a servant's passage. He pulls the door closed. It's like hidden behind a bookcase kind of deal. What?
Salah?
I think I sort of, I don't, your father's sort of getting extremely impatient, looking at him down. You got about 3 seconds before, I think I killed someone. Father goes sort of quiet. I'm going to jump back to Grizzop and Azu.
Okay. I would like to summon Topaz T. Camel to give us a better vantage point.
I see no issues with this.
Cool.
Are you still inside?
You don't have to roll.
No.
You don't have to roll this.
Oh, cool.
This is Topaz. Topaz knows when he is being called. He knows when it is time to appear.
Yes. Fantastic.
And Lo, where are you summoning a camel? The roof, perhaps. The middle of the dining room. Where would you like to summon Topaz T. Camel?
Well, we're going into the city, so I thought we were, like, going through the gates.
A street or something, Alex.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Fine. You know, take my...
the ground.
You're not even going to summon him in the air. Then why summon the... fine. You summon Topaz T. Camel.
Okay. Would you like to get on my shoulders? It could get even higher.
Yeah, no, sure. Yes, fine. That's
as
fine.
As he leans down and gives you, like, a hand up. Settles you, like, yep. Like a child at the fair.
So Grizzop's riding Azu, who's riding the
camel. Topaz T. Camel. Yeah, it's a little totem pole of paladin.
Hey.
Have you ever ridden a camel? Do you have any idea how much shaking
it is? This is the way the paladin rides.
It's very bumpy.
Well, that's what camels are like.
Okay.
They literally have bumps on them.
Right. Wait, are they on their feet or just...
Can I cast some kind of... Or can I roll something to try and figure out...
Roll look for Sasha.
Yes, so, can I do that?
Is Sasha still trying to be stealthy, or is Sasha now just having a wander now that she's managed to evade basically everyone who knows her?
I would say... that she has headed up to... So I'm imagining that Cairo will be those flat-roofed... Like, because I'm thinking about ancient Egypt, kind of, but crossed with Las Vegas.
Bear in mind, yeah.
So they're sort of, like, single-story buildings. She's just... But are they cramped enough that she could be wandering along the roofs?
It depends. If you head into sort of the residential outskirts, yeah, you could do that. If you head in towards the actual strip, it's all, like, huge hotels and temples and... banks and other ridiculously large buildings.
Yeah, the area you're in was, you know, compounds and mansions, so yeah. They were not close enough, but you could go to another area where it would be.
Yeah, she will be looking for turrets and whatever to hide in. Like, she likes climbing up to places and then hiding in roofs.
Well, minarets, right?
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Plenty of them on the strip.
Yep. She's gonna climb up and be sat between the ornamentational...
Give me a knowledge turrets. Local.
Hooray! 12 plus 11, so it's 23. Maths with lid.
You find yourself atop a casino, specifically. This one is rather tastelessly leaned into the sort of ancient Egypt aesthetic. Some of them were very, like, modern and so on. The reason that this one caught your eye, it seems covered in gargoyle-esque carvings and so on. And then you plant yourself down up into the rooftop beside what... turns out to be some kind of sphinx or something similar. Mm-hmm. It's not a full-size, like, monster. Ah, it is very much a representation.
It's a baby sphinx.
But...
is there a living one?
It turns to look
sphinx.
At you.
Yeah.
Aye.
What language is it speaking?
Arabic.
She makes a general gesture of hello.
Kind of gives a... gives a knowing nod. It's the nod of a bartender at the end of a night. It brushes a half-eaten pigeon over to you.
She sort of makes a two thumbs up gesture of thanks and kind of respectfully takes it and puts it in a bag of holding.
Gives a sage nod. Sits there for a while, silent, perfectly still. It reaches out with a paw and picks up like a loose stone on the rooftop.
Yeah.
Hands it out to you. Do you take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Reaches out, picks up another one. It kind of very slowly turns to look at you. Nudges its head towards the bottom. And then chucks it. Till it pings off someone's head down there, who immediately looks up going, "Oh! Oh!" You can't hear anything. Just,
she looking around, her head off.
Just looking around. It gives another sort of head bob.
So she like the see around a turret, so she stays in the shadow because they're looking up now, and then like tosses one carefully and ducks back. It's a small enough stone that hopefully won't do serious damage.
So it drops, and it looks like it's missed someone. It slams down at their feet, and they stop. They look down, and then the Sphinx next to you chucks another one. It clicks them in the back of the head. They fall straight head first into the fountain. They're wearing like a suit, really posh, and they're completely soaking. And then from like two turrets down, you just hear a... Meanwhile, I am going to cut back to
Sasha!
And then I'm going to cut back to Hamid with one of the most important conversations of his life. For the sake of, I can't handle much more sad. I just can't. I'm going to skip a chunk of role-playing also because it's me being sad to myself whilst Hamid, it breaks down very quickly.
Not only are you playing two characters, they've got the same name.
Yeah. They have the same
name.
That's
going to get confusing very quickly.
I'm gonna
roughly the same voice.
I'm going to skip ahead of this to you are in the study. And long story short, Salah has come clean and I am going to give you the blow-by-blow of what it was. Salah was having issues with gambling, nothing major, like he wasn't throwing his life away to it, but he was spending more time than he should.
We've all been there, guys. We've all... Hamid has certainly been there.
So the plot so far has been like, how many of the murders of his sons can this guy cover up with money?
So, Salah is sort of drawing the information out, but he seems completely impassive, but you've seen this kind of reaction before. He kind of... It's the reason that he's as successful as he is that the worse things get, the more impassive he is and the less he lets out. Salah Jr. explains that he, after your father went completely crazy at him and did everything short of put him under house arrest, cleaned his act up, and then eventually started falling back into old habits, but this time made a much better job of keeping it secret from your father. Eventually he got himself so wrapped up in debt that he... basically ended up with his debt being bought, shall we say, by nefarious peoples until he find himself beholden to the rackets, specifically Barrett, and he had a way to get out of that, which was he was going to go in, he was going to lift an item from the meritocratic sort of boxes that are held in one of the Tahan branches for Barrett.
So he was going to rob the central Cairo.
Yes.
Right.
He was going to rob that using his connections to try and basically get in and help some others in.
Yeah.
Was disturbed by a guard. It gets a bit hazy there. Give me a sense motive.
11.
Again, it's a rush. He doesn't really know what was going on, but he ended up swinging a bag that was held for the thing at a guard who discovered them, but not before the alarm went out. He got away without being discovered with the rest of his nefarious compatriots, so nothing was actually stolen, but he was given the instruction that you would be arriving with a ring that he would wear and he would do what he was told because it was his fault that it went wrong, and that's the last that he'd heard.
Right.
And it was made very clear that if he didn't do what he was told, everyone in his family would suffer, etc., etc. Fire and brimstone, you know, all of the standard loveliness that you can expect.
Can we, for context, since he said that Barrett had promised him a resurrection, I have a bit of an idea of what resurrection means in this world. Like a bit of a recap, because I know it's politically sensitive.
Sure.
And it doesn't always work and things like that.
So, it's a good time to address it. It isn't an accident that you kind of got dropped. who has what knowledges so I know how to specialise?
Religion, nature, geography.
Unless
religion.
It's local.
I don't know.
Religion, nobility.
I only have Arcana.
Can the two characters who have knowledge religion, I realise you're not part of this conversation, but I'd like to see how much depth to go into, etc.
15.
Yep.
13.
So, resurrection used to be a thing that used to happen. However, shocker, only the rich ever had it because it was really, really expensive and you had to get rare materials and all kinds of things. Long story...
Is it still canonically 50,000 GP worth of diamonds is one of the...
It's ridiculous. Shocker, only the rich ever got resurrected. When in the height of Rome, for instance, resurrection, still very much a thing.
Used to keep the people in power
Exactly. Meritocrats took control, and it was one of the most controversial actions that they ever took, is they just flat out said no. There is no way of making resurrection work in a way that doesn't completely destroy any kind of social mobility, any kind of, like, it messes around with inheritance, it messes around with so much that humanity is just better off without it, as hard as that may be to accept. And as part of that, this is where the two knowledge religions come in. From a normal person's perspective, meritocrats banned resurrection. Everyone decided it was for the best job done. You would both be aware that whilst that is the story, it's not the whole story. There was a lot more pushback than the history books would have you believe. And the meritocrats came down quite hard. And one of the things that they did is anything that was tied to resurrection is permanently under meritocratic guard and is... effectively hell. So the Heart of Aphrodite is one such item, one of the really powerful ones, but basically any of the materials that can only be used for that are kept under lock and key, again in central meritocratic control. And in fact, it reached the point where the meritocrats said, you get to stay in human lands if you hand over these things because you cannot have them. Like, categorically, either you do not get to exist in human lands and we will make a big thing of this, or you hand them over and no one gets this toy. And so it was handed over. And that's what you are aware. The average Joe just knows. Everyone used to have it and decided it wasn't worth it. There's not really much in the way of, like, at the risk of a horrible parallel, there's not much in the way of, like, backstreet resurrections, etc. You can't go find someone who can do this. Mm. When I say that it's completely locked down, I mean they poured an enormous amount of time and resources, and it's basically so expensive.
You can't get some of the widgets that you need to do it well.
Yeah, literally they went, you need that specific type of incense? Guess what? You can only get it in this one place. It doesn't grow there. We've stopped it growing there, and we have the entire supply. Like, cool. They locked that down. Okay. So if Barrett's offering it, he is either incredibly well connected or he's just lying, but it's a heck of a bald-faced lie. That is something that's worth knowing.
Okay.
But nonetheless, Hamid, the story finishes and your father just goes, why does this always happen? I thought I was a good father. I'm fairly certain I raised you all right. Gave you every opportunity. I did everything it was possible for a father to do. Clearly I was wrong. And he just walks out the room. He just walks out, strides out in the manner to which he is accustomed, which is powerful and with purpose, and he just walks out the room.
What could he have done wrong?
Level 100 parental guilt.
Yeah.
Roll a fort save for emotional trauma.
Yeah.
Families, so right?
I'm going to grab Salah by the arm and just drag him with me because I'm not letting my father get away. I'm going,
it's more complicated than that. Do you want to actually have an answer?
He's just walking. He's down the stairs and he's headed for the front doors.
I'm still following him, dragging my brother with me.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
He stops, turns. I'm going to do what I should do, what I've always have done, and what I will no doubt continue doing. I'm going to hold this family together, and I'm going to make sure that this problem is dealt with. You would do well to let me do it. And I'm going to end the episode there. Okay. I need this on the record. Mm-hmm. I promise it is not all misery forever.
There'll be just enough hope for it to be hurt when we lose again.
Things got just real enough to be a bit much, and I promise it's that there is light.
The message Alex is trying to give with this podcast, guys, is that families are painful. And what you should do is run away from them.
No.
Go to other countries,
yep.
Murder the people there and steal their stuff, because
yep.
That's the path to happiness.
What I'm saying...
That's the message I'm
what
getting
What I'm saying very is British message. As surprised as you might be, gargoyles are the most comforting of the sentient races.
Yep.
Oh, that is something great. We can all learn.
That's something you can all take away.
Bye! Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hello, and... Oh.
Sorry.
One of the outtakes.
Hello. Test one, test two. There we go.
Should we all do that?
He's not testing the equipment. He's testing his flesh.
Well, yeah, literally they went, well, it's really simple. You need a specific type of incest. let's do that re-record.
No one is allowed to have second cousins anymore.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.